Ladies and gentlemen, I made one mistake already this morning. I won't make it again. Good morning, Pat.
What did you do?
I called a different person than you this morning.
And it's you woke up Ed Prida.
Yeah, so no. Now I have to get this off my chest. I'm really mad at you.
What happened? The city was lousy.
The weather was lousy.
Yes, 2 days in a row.
It didn't get out of the 40s.
It did not.
Not even in the city.
No, it was lousy. Well, the front stayed to our south. I originally went out to do some errands in the morning. I came right back in and got a coat.
It was just miserable.
I said, this is really disgusting. And I thought it would break in the afternoon, because with thunderstorms developing, I said, well, it's probably going to get warmer. That's why we have some storms developing. Never, ever happened.
Well, when we got back, I said to Joe, well, at least it wasn't raining, right? No sooner than that did I pull my car house. Not only it rained really steady for about 2 hours. I was very close to picking up the phone and crying in your ear.
Right. Well, we didn't get that much rain down here in the lower Hudson Valley. We had about, a half hour of rain, but it poured. Yeah. And it worked out well for the Mets because the rain moved out in time for the game.
Yeah.
So some people were happy.
So now,
today you should be smiling.
I should be because on my Facebook head of the live broadcast, I have, will it be warmer today?
And then it will be.
Yay.
55 to 60.
And will we see that orb in the sky?
Yes. Partly cloudy, partly sunny. Clear, cold tonight, 30. So that's a little nippy. Sunny tomorrow, 60. So two nice days. Then cloudy Friday. If showers develop, they're not happening until late in the day toward evening.
All right.
And the highs Friday, 60 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the, quote, early showers on Saturday. There may be showers at any time now on Saturday. Windy, 65 to 70. Cloudy for Palm Sunday with more showers developing in the afternoon. And then we have rain on Monday. Look at it this way. We're not getting the blizzard that they're getting out in the plains.
Now, I want to question you about that. I have a listener who has two of their friends that went out to the West Coast. They're coming back via train, okay, cross country. They're leaving California tonight at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then they're going to cross the country until they arrive Friday in Poughkeepsie. So what do you think? Will they run into problems on that train in the weather going with where they're going?
Well, again, it's a timing issue. I would think, I mean, they're going by train, so they're going to have to. Well, I don't know which way the train goes.
Well, they're going to go. They're going to go through. They leave California right through the middle section. They're going to go through. Eventually, winding up in Chicago, but they're going to go through Reno, Nevada, Utah,
right,
Colorado.
Okay, because the storm's going to come.
Nebraska
is under the gun for snow. So is South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
All right.
They're all going to be getting a lot of snow.
So now,
some places will get 3 feet.
All right. Yeah, then they connect in Chicago after that, and then they come back. But they go California to Chicago. They leave Reno, Nevada at 4 o'clock, and then they go to Utah, Colorado, Nebraska, Indiana, and then Illinois. So, but that shouldn't, you think it'll stop the train?
I don't think it'll stop the train. What I'm worried about is if the train doesn't get there before the snow piles up.
Yeah.
Then it's not going to be, they're just going to have to watch this because there are blizzard warnings out.
Yeah.
60 mile per hour winds with two to maybe 3 feet of snow.
Well, we've got two famous Sharon residents on that train leaving tonight from Nevada crossing the country, Barclay Prindle and Ed Kirby. So they might have another adventure.
Yeah, they'll have something to tell us, but definitely a historic storm for that area. No doubt about it. And
now, it's not a bomb cyclone, is it?
It may become that.
Oh, God, here we go.
The models are forecasting it to deepen or intensify very, very rapidly. But again, there's criteria that has to be met. Right. It has to drop so many millibars in so many hours. So we'll see if that happens. See, but that's just definitely, we have clients in that area, Minnesota, so they're gearing up. Well, believe it or not.
I look at it this way. If they get two bomb cyclones within 2 weeks, that's Mother Nature punishing them for being red states.
I won't tell them that. I won't tell them that.
I hate these terms, bomb cyclone. And
I know, like I know.
Because everybody throws it around. Like they know what they're talking
what
about.
What they're talking about, yeah. That's the name of the game. But other than that, everything else is, for us, pretty much on schedule. It looks like a kind of an unsettled weekend. I got a letter that my car is up for lease renewal, so I have to go in Saturday morning there. Then my accountant called me to stop by her office Saturday afternoon to sign the income tax forms. And that's about it. That's all I have. Oh, well, then Sunday's Palm Sunday, which is the longest gospel of the entire year.
Well, I just learned something.
What?
You said the longest gospel.
It is.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they rated gospels by length.
Well, this is long. this is long. The parishioners play one part. The priest plays Jesus, who plays the narrator, and it goes back and forth. It is, from past memory, it's about 6 pages long.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. And again, it's Palm Sunday, so you know what that means, right, Marshall? Pat's got to leave earlier.
Pat's right to get a seat. Because all the non-regular comers, the heathens, come and take your seat.
That is correct, Marshall. is correct.
All those heathens.
it is very, very true. And, I was thinking about what I could do for my class yesterday, my religion class, and I didn't come up with it in time. But it probably would have been a great idea, I don't know where I would have gotten this, by the way, to teach them how to make a cross out of palm. I still don't know how to do that.
Well,
do you?
Pat.
What?
I can't even make a cross out of wood, never mind.
Oh, palm. Okay. I still don't know how to do that, and I'm sure I could have found it on the internet. But then the question is, could I get the palm? And give,
Yeah, they sell palm. They sell palm.
They do?
Yeah, I think you can get it at the greenhouses. Yeah, for Palm Sunday. Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too late now, though.
You know, I think it's funny. I used to get, when I was a kid, and go to the Concord up in the Kiamisha Lake, New York.
Yeah.
They would send me to classes. And one of the classes, and I remember, they had palm, and you weave yourself a hat. And it was a little, loose at first, but then when it dried,
yeah,
it was a great hat. So every year I used to look forward to painting by numbers under instruction and making that goofy hat that kept the sun off your head. We used to make it with palms. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And then, of course, I was instructed to swim by Buster Crabbe.
You're kidding.
No, it's a true story.
The famous... The famous actor?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know who he is now. He was one of the original Tarzans, Buster Crabbe.
Right.
My father was standing there. I tell the story all the time. There's like 300 kids standing around the big pool at the Concord.
He threw you in the water.
Buster Crabbe's in the middle of the water, and then he says, I need a volunteer, and he had set it up with my dad. My dad kicked me in. So it was me and Buster in the water for 20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, I heard of him. I don't remember seeing him. Was he was like the first Tarzan?
Not the first, one of the first. There were so many early Tarzans, it's hard to, but he was one of the first. Yeah.
Wow.
Buster Crabbe. All right.
That's some name, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's some name. He's right. And he was a burly guy, I'll tell you.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, by the way, yesterday, you know, I tried contacting Google.
Yeah.
That was like trying to find the, get the Pope.
Get the or worse, get the president.
That's true. And I'm reading all this stuff on there, and it's telling me open up the, you know, open up security, do this, do that. You know, so I went to the screen, Marshall, and I just clicked on the program that was open, you know, the document, and I made it wider, and then I made it bigger, and then I X'd out of it, and then I just clicked on and opened something else, and that's all you had to do.
So you found it.
That's it. So you had to do. Just make it the size you want, click out of it, and every document will open that size.
There you go. You see that little bit of experiment, and you didn't have, and you didn't have to go outside. Get
no.
cold.
I didn't have to do a thing. I didn't have to call them. So that's it. And here it is, filling up the whole screen this morning, and I'm very happy.
Well, that is a good thing. I'm glad you're happy, because when you're not happy, we're not happy.
Thank you very much. And when you're not happy, we're not happy either.
Well, now that we've got happiness all settled, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good to me.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.